techno progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I'm proud to work, live, and play on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. We're going to skip right over the track of the week for this episode and head into tonight's interview feature. I was fortunate to connect with Pavel, one half of Toronto's Night Vision. They brew up some moody vocal house tracks and just dropped one called Giants on the Berlin-based Get Physical label. He talks DJing, production, and influences here. Full track list, as well as a collection of Night Vision web links, can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Let's check out part one of the interview. This is DJ Wah speaking to Pavel of Toronto-based DJ and production duo Night Vision. They've been producing and DJing for over a decade and have had releases on Motec, Bar 25, and Solied. Their latest single, Giants, came out on Bookishade and Mandy's label Get Physical on November the 11th, and it's definitely worth a spin. They've played at Coda and Bar 25 in Toronto, as well as loads of gigs around the rest of the country. It's my pleasure to be speaking to them. This is Night Vision. So to begin with, how do you guys define your sound?
Fairly modern, with a little bit of throwback to house music, late night destinations, high energy, high emotional value.
And then did either of you have any musical training when you were younger that's helped you as you got into production as an adult?
I was in music when I was a child, forced by my parents. But I didn't continue through with it, but I'm guessing that helps me in a small little way. Now that we're, you know, full grown adults making electronic music, I think that helps a little bit. TJ, he doesn't have a musical background either. That's my partner, but he's kind of like me too. He's self-taught, learned everything himself in the studio. No, like, deep educational backgrounds.
What is it about life and growing up in Ontario that's inspired you to produce the brand of music that you guys make?
Well, Ontario and specifically Toronto has a pretty diverse music scene. We get a chance to go out and hear a bunch of different styles of music every weekend, thankfully. With that comes a lot of international acts and artists from around the world, German artists, European artists, people who we look up to specifically, as well as American people, etc. That helps us define our sound because we see what the rest of the world is doing that inspires us.
You've received some pretty positive praise online, so can you tell me what the experience of trying to build up your reputation and establish yourself as DJs and producers in Toronto has been like?
In Toronto, I mean, like I said, it's a pretty diverse scene, but everybody knows each other. It's a small community, relatively, compared to most other international music destinations. So here, yeah, everybody knows each other. We basically started going out, DJing together, throwing our own little events, getting to know everybody who is anybody in the scene. And with that, our circle and network kind of grew. I think that's how most DJs do it. pretty traditional upbringing in terms of getting our name out there, getting ourselves known, establishing a sound for ourselves, and kind of trying to play music that we really believe in and that we really love. I think that's what kind of got us noticed.
Okay, and let's shift over to the production side of things here. When you are producing, which DAW do you work with and why?
Ableton. It's just clean and straightforward, easy to use, easy to approach.
Okay, and within Ableton, are you using mostly their VSTs or do you use a lot of external stuff and possibly some hardware as well?
Honestly, at the beginning, there was a lot of external gear, but as time went on, for some reason, we kind of like moved away from that. And now it's almost all internal, just using VXT plugins. Okay. Just really, really good software.
Okay, when the two of you are producing a track, do you usually have an idea in your head before you start, or do you like to experiment and just hope that something creative comes out of that?
TJ is the creative brains behind our productions. I'll give him full credit for that. He is the kind of guy who likes to sit in the studio and just like tinker and play around with some ideas. He'll throw me those ideas all the time. Like every night he'll throw me an idea and I'll say, oh, this kind of sticks, or this could use a little bit of work or something like that. So we're always bouncing ideas off of each other, or I'll throw him a track that I'm inspired in, sorry, that inspires me. And yeah, like we'll use ideas from things that we hear or stuff that he messes around with in the studio. And that's kind of how we get an idea started.
And when you first got into production, was there some element of that that you found particularly daunting or difficult?
The biggest learning curve, I would say, was to be original. At the beginning, you're kind of mimicking a lot of the things you hear. That's just the way learning goes and for most things. And then, but to really step outside of the box of what's been done and try to create sounds that are unique and experimental, maybe even a little. That's the hardest part, is to kind of, we're still making house music at the end of the day. We're not reinventing the wheel, but we're trying to come up with original, our own unique ideas. You're the silence to my madness.
Okay, let's switch gears here and take a look at DJing. During COVID, what have the two of you done to share your music and mixes with people?
We've tried a couple of live streams like everybody else. But to be honest, our industry here like really dried up. So there wasn't a lot of opportunities to really kind of like share your music with people. What I've done personally is I hoarded a lot of music. And we have a small circle of friends that we kind of all share music between ourselves. So, and online, obviously, we have Facebook groups where everybody shares music within our community. So that's been kind of our only outlet. We've recorded a couple mixes here and there, but nothing major. COVID kind of really put the brakes on everybody's creative process, to be honest.
Okay, and how does that look in Toronto right now? Are the clubs open or are they still closed?
No, they've opened up a few months ago. At first, obviously, there was capacity issues. They had to be open only up to 25% capacity of people. But now that vaccines are being rolled out again properly. If you're fully vaccinated, you can come in, it's 100% capacity. So it's been a slow road to get back to normal, but I think it's safe to say that it's finally kind of regained its step from where it used to be. And the events that we're doing now, the events that I'm going to, they're pretty much in full swing.
Okay, and then when the two of you are DJing, what is the live setup that you use? Like CDJ, Traktor, Serato, Ableton, or something else along those lines?
We started with Traktor because it was easy, and it was just very easy to maintain our music that way. But then I think as we became more in tune to the sound qualities of big venues and big stages specifically, Traktor just wasn't cutting it. So we forced ourselves to switch to CDJs. The audio quality on CDJs is so much better than any laptop.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
That was the first half of the Night Vision interview here on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah. The station is 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. Finishing off with a track called Jumanji. Up next is another Night Vision track, Hear My Words. Full track list along with a big collection of Night Vision web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Here is part two of the interview. Yo, when you guys are mixing together, how do you approach programming the set? Do you sort of plan things out ahead of time, or is there a lot of consultation throughout the night?
We basically find our top, 5 to 10 favorite tracks we've been hearing at the moment, send them back and forth to each other, see how they can align. We don't pre-program our sets, but we just have a feeling of what the other person is going to play and just try to kind of meet in the middle of continuity and flow throughout the night.
Do you incorporate other musical elements into your set, like maybe vocals or stems, things like that?
No, not yet. Just straight classic DJ.
Okay, over your career, are there any countries or specific clubs or events that you guys have absolutely loved to play at and are really excited to play at some time in the future?
Well, the US is right beside us. I'd love to play maybe in Miami or New York sometime soon. I feel like we had a few opportunities before COVID hit. There was a few connections made, but just kind of never followed through with that. But that would be awesome. And it's cheap to get there. So budget-wise, from a promoter perspective, it's not a big spend. Obviously, Europe is always on the horizon, but we have to work a little harder to get there, I think.
Just still untold.
And you may or may not want to answer this, but have you ever had a gig go horribly wrong for you?
Oh, yeah, multiple times. Yeah. One of them was the laptop issue because, as you know, laptops are notoriously unreliable. Yeah, we were closing after Nicholas Jar locally here, and something happened where the laptop just kind of, it shut down and wouldn't turn back on for 5 minutes. So it was 5 minutes of silence. I had to slot in the USB key real quick to cover our asses, but that was very embarrassing. And that was one of the nails in the coffin for laptop use for me. I said I'm never bringing a laptop to a gig ever again.
Always.
Yeah, given the two between DJing and producing, is there one of them that you're more passionate about, and why?
I would say between the two of us, and we would both agree that he is definitely more passionate about production, and I'm definitely more passionate about DJing. For me, DJing is a curation process. I love searching for music. I'm doing it every single day in lieu of work and other responsibilities. Whereas he's exactly like that for production. He loves to just, you know, dig in and sit at home and noodle in his studio. And like, he's a tech guy at heart, and he loves like playing around with all the latest features and effects and software that comes out for Ableton. So that's his passion, and we kind of play off each other in that sense.
Looking back on the tracks that you've made, can you tell me one or two that you're most proud of producing and why?
Well, the latest Giants release we're very proud of because it's on a very iconic label, Get Physical. It's our first, you know, solo EP on a big label. We're very, very proud of that. It took us a bit to get this track in order. But the energy that came off in the review was very good, so we're happy with that one. Aside from that, we made a track with a local friend of ours named Moscow Noir. He has a kind of a rock electronica group, and it was called Sunrise to My Madness, I believe. And that was a great track to work on because he has a more of an acoustic approach to music. So it was his guitar work and his vocals on top of our electronic music. So together, that generated a very nice and very, very pleasing collaboration. And I think that track went off well locally.
And just referring back to that Giants track, when you're getting a track released on a major label like Get Physical, is there a lot of back and forth in terms of things they think you should change and vice versa? Or is it just straight off to them and track's good to go and then they release it?
There's always a little bit of back and forth, especially with a label like Get Physical, because they've been in the game for so long, they're very quick to give a little bit of advice, and we take it in full stride. You know, if they say, let's try this, let's try that, we're okay with that. But 99% of that idea was ours. But again, our feedback is never a bad thing, especially from industry veterans.
This is for the man who asked me why I wear heels if I'm already so tall. And for the date who asked me to change my shoes because my height was making him uncomfortable.
And then can you tell me one or two producers or DJs whom you really admire and why?
It's a very wide-ranging question. We admire a very wide range of producers, from strictly house guys to more electronic guys. Like recently, one of our favorites, DJ Tennis, I think he always makes incredibly unique and original music that has kind of a retro electronica vibe to it. I would say he was definitely one of our favorites. We were longtime fans of, you know, the Inner Visions guys like Ame and Dixon, because they've always pushed the envelope. But recently we've been more and more leaning towards kind of housey, uplifting, rhythmic music, less so kind of dark room techno stuff. And yeah, I think Tennis straddles that line very, very well.
I'm waiting for the right call.
And then what is the vision for yourself in production and also in DJing?
The vision is to keep doing this as long as we love it, as long as our energy allows it. Another thing I would say is our vision is to kind of stay healthy and to stay motivated in this scene, and which can easily drain you. So it's a bit of work to consistently put out good music, consistently be excited about events, and consistently be ready to just, you know, do your best at every gig.
And is there anything that you want to promote right now?
Obviously, we'd like to promote our release, Giants. We'd also like to promote the general scene here in Toronto. I think it needs all the love it can get. And I would say across all of Canada, I would say that for anyone listening internationally, we have a very, very strong growing scene here in all the major cities, Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, even Calgary's picking it up. We know a lot of people in all those cities, and it's nice to see Canada really growing as an electronic music community, because I mean, everyone knows that the other cities around the world are much stronger, but what we're doing here is incredible, especially after COVID, seeing all the clubs reopen across, you know, Montreal, Toronto, and everywhere else. I think it's one thing to really, really promote.
This has been the Night Vision interview. A selection of Night Vision tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Bandcamp, TrackSource, and Juno Download. As well, a full selection of Night Vision related web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. So thank you very much for doing this.
I call it transcendence. I call it transcendence.
Psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. A huge thank you there to Pavel of Night Vision for agreeing to interview with me. Those two are definitely on the up and up, and I'd encourage you to check out their latest track, Giants, which is out now on Get Physical. You can also head over to the Techno Progressivo Facebook page to see the full track list along with a big collection of Night Vision web links. Definitely worth your time to learn more about those guys. If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, you can do so at the Techno Progressivo show page, either at CITR.ca or at Apple Podcasts. So, what are you waiting for? Up next is going to be Transcendence with DJ Smiley Mike. Join him as he takes you on a two-hour trip through the world of trance. Before we go, though, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this week's track from the past. For this one, let's take a big leap back 18 years in time to 2003. This guy puts together some amazing beats and percussion. This track came out on his 21st Century Dub album from Soma Records. This is Tony Thomas with Feel Me. Enjoy this, see you in 2 weeks, and happy holidays.